In last night's presidential debate, moderator Candy Crowley pressed Mitt Romney's stance on a federal assault weapons ban, asking why he came from supporting an assault weapons ban in Massachusetts to not supporting a federal ban. This was his response.
In my state, the pro-gun folks and the anti-gun folks came together and put together a piece of legislation. And it's referred to as an assault weapon ban, but it had, at the signing of the bill, both the pro-gun and the anti-gun people came together because it provided opportunities for both that both wanted. There were hunting opportunities, for instance, that hadn't previously been available and so forth. So it was a mutually agreed upon piece of legislation.
That piece of legislation is known as an Act Further Regulating Certain Weapons, signed in 2004 by Governor Romney. The bill was designed to extend a 1998 statewide assault weapons ban, while President George W. Bush let the federal ban expire in 2004. In addition to making the statewide ban permanent, it also included changes to certain regulations. It included licensing improvements and created stiffer penalties for home invaders. The act was supported by the Gun Owners Action League, or GOAL, the official state association of the National Rifle Association, and the group Stop Handgun Violence. John Rosenthal, founder of Stop Handgun Violence, says that he was the anti-gun guy that Romney spoke about during the debate. Rosenthal says that up until an hour before the bill signing press conference, he hadn't even known that he would be speaking about it alongside the governor to the press.
So he planned to have the NRA at his press conference and speak at his press conference, and then literally 1 hour before the press conference, I got invited. Now, I had never been talked to by the governor or his staff prior to that, and all of a sudden, they made some kind of political calculation that it was more politically expedient to speak in favor of the bill, have a bill signing, and have me speak at the press conference rather than the NRA.
The pro-gun guy was Jim Wallace, executive director of GOAL. Wallace spoke with WAMC but chose not to comment on record on the issue. On GOAL's webpage, a report called The Romney Record details all of Romney's work related to gun ownership while he was governor. GOAL calls that 2004 press conference botched and says that the media got the wrong idea. During the debate, Romney appears to take credit for bringing both sides together for the debate.
We haven't had the leadership in Washington to work on a bipartisan basis. I was able to do that in my state and bring these two together.
But John Rosenthal disputes that Mitt Romney had any involvement in the debate process or had a hand in drafting the original bill.
He did not bring sides together during the debate. In fact, he never showed his hand in any way, shape, or form during the debate. Whether or not he supported the bill, didn't support the bill, or even after it was signed, whether he would sign the bill.
Rosenthal also says that he is personally a strong supporter of the Second Amendment and believes that Romney did change his mind on the assault weapons ban in his run for president, and he did it solely for political points.
He made the political calculation that there was more support for the ban than against it, so he was for it because, you know, he wanted votes. Now that he's running for president nationally, the NRA is an important contributor. Now he's against it.
Once again, Jim Wallace of GOAL chose not to comment on the issue and pointed us to their website. A link to GOAL's Romney Record page is provided on our website at WAMC.org. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Lucas Willard.